Hi, hello.
Hello.
My name is Oscar from Arizona Opinion Survey. Is this Allison Encinas?
Who is it?
Hi, hello. My name is Oscar from Arizona Opinion Surveys. Is this Allison Encinas?
No, this is not.
Oh, so I got the wrong number. You're not a legal resident registered to vote in the state of Arizona?
I'm a legal resident, but that's my sister, not me.
Okay, would you like to help us out? You are over the age of 18 and registered to vote?
Yes, I am. Sure.
Would you like to help us out with a small survey? It's basic information about what's facing your community and the nation. You know, your opinion really help us out. Would you be willing to do the survey?
Sure.
All right, you say you are over the age of 18 and registered to vote, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And now, I know it's still a little long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say definitely vote, probably, or 50-50 chance?
Definitely.
Great to hear. Now, and in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Is this you white, Anglo, American, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, or mixed race?
I'm Latina.
Oh, okay. And, of course, may I ask your age?
I am 29.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you very much for your answer. And anything about your approach, and thinking about your approach now here to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, or somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm going to go somewhat liberal.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Like in general or based on Biden?
I would say thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, yeah, general.
Let's go dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. And I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each one, I would like you to rate the scale from 0 to 10, 10 being most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not at all important. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one would say, reducing crime and gun violence.
Six,
okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
8.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
8.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Okay, what's the next one? Thank you very much for your answer. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Would you say you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or would you say you strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
Good to know. And I like to rate your feelings now towards some people and organizations. This is just 3 categories using a scale from 0 to 100. Joe Biden.
Let's go
70. Republicans in Congress.
I'm going to go probably maybe like a 0. Not fan.
Okay, 0. And the Food and Drug Administration, FDA.
60.
And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focused on. For each one, just the same, 0 to 10, 10 being the most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not at all. It's only 1, 2, 3, 4. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
This was a 1 through 10?
Yeah, how important do you think the FDA should be focused on?
I guess a 5.
5, okay. Authorizing prescription medication?
Hello?
Yeah, authorizing prescription medication?
We'll go 9 with that.
Thank you. And educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
7.
And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
5.
Okay. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. But considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support, strongly support, somewhat oppose, or some, strongly oppose?
I guess somewhat support.
Okay. Now, maybe, I know it was a little confusing, but I'm going to ask you 3 more questions regarding tobacco. Just hope that it'll make sense to you in the end. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government in the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
A ban?
Yeah, they...
I would probably... Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay. And regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and over brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Would you say it would be much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harmful, or much more harmful?
Probably at least somewhat more harmful. We already lost the war on drugs.
Now, regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and over should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are definitely more important right now.
Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus the efforts on? A, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or B, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products on or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited? A or B? The question is, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better? Is a better approach for the government to focus on?
I'm going to go A.
Okay. Now, I'd just like to read you some of the things. It's only two subjects. Some people say could come to pass if federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So just tell me if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned. A, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. The last one, loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today.
Also somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, okay. You're at, let's see here, you're at, let me tell you, you're at 68%. We only have a few more questions, and I'm very sure we're almost done here. Now, I'm going to just read you to some statements people have made about potentially banning of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 being you would strongly agree, 5 somewhat agree, and 0 you would not at all agree. The first one says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and illegal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possessions, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Would you strongly agree with this statement, somewhat agree, or would you not agree? You can use any number from 1 to 9 or 10. Sorry.
I'm going to go 8.
Thank you. And let's see. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug dealers or traders are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Would you strongly agree as a 10, somewhat agree as 5, not agree at all as a 0?
We'll keep that at 8.
Okay. And today adult smokers come this proportionally, I'm sorry, I couldn't even pronounce that word, from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers and on smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation support and harm reduction. Would you strongly agree with the statement, somewhat, or not at all agree?
I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that one?
Yeah. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
We'll go an 8 for that one.
Thank you. All right, great. Let's see. We're at 75%. Somewhere over the course of the survey, people changed their minds. Let me ask you again. It's probably 3 questions. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the scale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 over? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Probably somewhat oppose.
All right. Regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefits, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of whom to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing.
Probably. I don't know.
Would it have no impact?
I feel like it wouldn't really have an impact. It's not high on my list of priorities.
Thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? This is yes or no. Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
What is this? Let me see. Sorry. Can't see this. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Wine?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Of course. And e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Soda pop?
You said this week?
30 days.
Oh, 30 days. Yes.
Okay. Liquor or spirit? I don't know why it says spirits, but it says liquor or spirits.
Yes.
Heat? Not burn tobacco products?
No.
Beer?
No.
Okay. And I believe, switching gears here a little bit, a few questions just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Finished my bachelor's.
Great. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic condition or situation? Would you say wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I guess working class.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No one at all?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban, I guess.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Sometimes. So I guess, yeah.
Yes, okay. All right, great. This concludes our survey. I really do honestly want to thank you for your participation. And it says here, thank you again for your help, and your opinion is very, very important. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. And, you have a good evening. Thank you for your time, okay, and your participation.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. That was cool.